Welcome back to part two of this week's Baylor Lariat Sports Podcast. Joe Holloway one more time with Ryan Bateman and Garrett Turner. Now we're going to talk about football a little bit. Now we're going to touch on a few other sports around Baylor.
Right. First starting off, golf teams last 2 weeks have done pretty well. Garrett, you want to tell us about the women?
Yeah, the women kind of faltered this week, however, and got 10th in their Baylor or in their tournament. Yeah, but Hannah, she had a good showing, fourth place, and they beat a Big 12 team, so that's really what they want to do. And overall, I think this season was definitely, showed a lot of progress, considering they got last in the Big 12 last year. So.
Right, that's Hannah Burke, right?
Hannah Burke.
Okay, right, and then, so they're done with for this part of the season, but they still play in the spring.
Right, okay, they still play in the spring.
So, yeah, they got a total of their season ahead of them there. Good job for the women, even though it was a disappointing way to end out this semester. Moving on to soccer, Joe, you want to tell us about the Texas game?
It was a big defensive battle from what I've heard. 0-0 tie against a highly ranked Texas team. I believe they were number 8 in the nation. So, I mean, tying the number 8 team, it's a good way to end the season. I mean, of course, a win would have been nice, but I mean, to fight the number 8 Texas team in Texas, no less, of course in Texas, but down in Austin.
Right.
It speaks to how far that team's come. They were picked to come in last by the coaches, and I think they're second to last, but that, I mean, so many of their games have been decided by 2 points or less, and their season really came down to select few plays, and to end it with a 0-0 tie against Texas, it's big.
Right. And if you look at it, I mean, I don't know the exact number, but they played a lot of ranked teams this year.
Oh, the Big 12. Coach Marcy Jobson, she's repeatedly told me that she would pay to play these kinds of teams because it's such a good experience. And now I had 4 seniors this year, so it's a pretty young team. So for the underclassmen to get that kind of experience early in their careers, it's certainly good. Help them build for the future.
Right. All right, moving on to soccer, we had volleyball. They just recently went up to Norman on homecoming, and they another five game match there, and they end up losing this one. If y'all remember back in I think it was early October, they won a 5-game match where the Oklahoma coach got red carded and then yellow carded. So apparently red card doesn't mean much. I don't know exactly what that means.
Backwards
but,
from soccer.
Maybe. Right. And maybe it's backwards. And so, yeah, they were able to, OU was able to come back and take a victory away. Now, that leaves the volleyball team 6-7 on the year, I believe. So, but they're still right there in the chase for their first postseason appearance since 2001. They have Texas at home this week on Wednesday. And then also, now, I believe they're changing this because of the football game got moved. The women's volleyball game will be in Waco against on Saturday. Will be in Waco against Colorado, and the tip off there is 12 at noon. So that's a slight change, but something we need to mention. Moving on, now we got the two moving to the heart. So some other games in the Farrell Center. We got women's basketball, who played on Monday, and then men's basketball, who plays this Saturday. Joe, you covered the women's basketball game last night. How did they look out there?
Well, they looked good. They were playing the Houston Jaguars, which is, asked around, and, they seem kind of like a semi-pro team, but they apparently aren't even quite on that level, so I'm not sure what exactly the Houston Jaguars are, but they weren't very good at basketball, at least in comparison to the Lady Bears, who blew them out 123-70, and most of those 70 points were scored once, Coach Mulkey put in her freshman players, who she was not pleased with after the game.
Right, and that's never a good place to be on Mulkey's bad side.
Yeah.
She's always pretty tough on that. Now, they played pretty well, but I think the tallest person, was that right, was 5'11"?
5'11 on their team.
So that's
not... Danielle Wilson had a big day.
Right, I can understand that, being at 6'3". So
yeah,
that,
she's taller than I am.
Right, that'd be...
And me.
Right, moving on, also, women's basketball is a game this Friday. Dallas Diesel, which probably will end up being pretty close, but it's another exhibition, so it'll be another semi-pro league.
Yeah, they're probably a little better than the Houston Jaguars, but...
Right, just because they're from Dallas, right? I'm just kidding. Anyway, men's basketball, moving on Saturday, we got them. The first game, great new season coming up, 7 p.m., actually it's moved to 7:30 now, against Charleston State, who they played last year in exhibition as well. Last year was a tough game, because they ended up losing, or it was 2 years ago, they lost Penny Thiem. And so they're, you know, it's a tough squad. Tarleton State always is, but I mean, it's not on the same level as Baylor, so it should be a pretty good exhibition game there. But men's, just a quick reminder, men's basketball picked third, tied with Kansas in the Pick 12 preseason by the coaches poll. Their rank is at one below. Some polls are putting them at 25, but AP poll is not.
We're 28, I believe.
28, okay.
If you
count the receiving votes.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, that's pretty much all that's going on the rest of this weekend. We do have to mention one more thing. Cross country women, women came in second place in the Big 12 tournament championships, and the men came in a little lower, down at 10th. But yeah, they had a great run, and also got men's tennis this weekend. They're heading up to Charlottesville to do the national indoor championships, so that'll be a great thing for them as well. Anyway, that's the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening, and join us next week as we recap the Texas game and a couple other things, and look forward to the week of November 10th through 15th.